Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We give testimony first, in the case we sing one song to the glory of the Lord. Sister Gloria, I want to give a testimony. She has been sick for the past 4 years. And this sickness is not a sickness that puts you down. It's a sickness that when it comes, all her half is numb. It's like getting a stroke. And it comes quite often. When it comes, the gum, half of the gum gets swollen. Half of the hand, the fingers, everything. I mean, half of his head wouldn't work. He's been to the hospital for a lot of times, and they've tried to do all these laboratory tests. They've done this finger strength test to see whether there's something going on in the blood veins and everything, but they didn't see anything. And they just said, look, they have checked her records and her everything, but there's nothing wrong with her. And the thing keeps coming up and up and up. And recently she spoke to a few of the sisters here, and I said, this should be the end. So we went on our knees.
Hallelujah.
We said, Lord, we want this to end. So we prayed, and she wanted to testify to the Lord that it is gone. Amen. Because the Bible said that, hallelujah. The Bible said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen.
So this morning we are overcoming the devil. Amen. By the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. She is free. Amen. And Jesse and Stacy want to sing to the glory of the Lord.
Did you ever talk to God above, tell him that you need a friend to love, pray in Jesus' name, believe, think that God answers prayer? Have you told him all your cares and woes, every tiny little fear? He knows you can know he'll always hear, and he will answer prayer. You can whisper in a crowd to him. You can cry when you're alone to him. You don't have to pray out loud to him. He knows your thoughts. On a lofty mountain peak, he's there. In a meadow by a stream, he's there. Everywhere on earth you go, he's been there from the start.
Amen.
Find the answer in his word. It's true, you'll be strong because he walks with you. By his faithfulness will change you to God answers prayer.
Amen.
That God to love the sinner's such as I should yet to change. My sorrows into bliss, no rest in him. Had planned to bring me life. How wonderful is love like
this. Oh, such love,
such love. Joy so freely in the
Wonderful songs. My word. Let's open, saints, as I greet you this afternoon in Jesus' name. Let's open Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians 1.
Where Paul is giving us a great mystery here.
Où Paul nous donne un grand mystère.
He's showing us what was the great purpose God had in himself.
Nous montrant les buts que Dieu avait en lui-même.
We'll read Ephesians 1, 9 and 10.
Verse 9 and verse 10. Verset 9 et 10.
Verse 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Is that not an amazing thing? Can you see why anything that brings disunity is the devil?
Tout ce qui amène cette désunion, c'est le diable.
Because God's mystery purpose, he wants to unite all things in Christ.
Parce que le but de Dieu, c'est de unir tout en Christ.
And in Revelation 5, we see that in heaven.
5, nous avons vu ça au ciel.
We see everything united around a common purpose,
nous
under one head,
the
Lamb.
Autour d'une seule tête.
You know, so anything
toute
that
chose,
comes in the way of that,
tout
no matter how a person
cela,
would dress themselves up in religious terms or whatever,
peu importe combien cela va se présenter,
but you're not working according to the mystery of his will.
Mais si cela ne marche pas en conformant au mystère,
he wants to gather all things together in him. Let's go to Revelation 5.
Apocalypse 5.
We'll just read from verse 9 this afternoon.
À partir du verset 9.
In fact, we'll take it, sorry, from 10 up to 11 is good enough.
9 à 11.
Revelation 5. This was after they sang the new song. Verse 10 says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Is that not an amazing inheritance to think of?
N'est-ce pas un héritage merveilleux?
The song is singing about it.
La chanson que nous
a worthless fait. Slave to buy.
Un esclave indigne à acheter.
In the natural, yes, that's what we were.
Dans le naturel, c'est
born of flesh.
Nés du péché.
But spiritually, we were never that in the eyes of God.
Mais spirituellement, nous n'étions pas cela dans
we
les
were his sons and his daughters.
Nous étions ses fils et filles.
Because to redeem is to buy back.
Parce que racheter, c'est ramener.
So we were never worthless slaves in the eyes of God.
Nous n'étions pas des esclaves indignes à
to the yeux. Devil, we were worthless slaves.
Pour le diable, nous étions des esclaves indignes.
And to ourselves, we look at each other.
À nous-mêmes, nous nous regardons.
But if you want to know the worth of something,
mais si vous voulez connaître la
see how much somebody is willing to pay.
Vous voyez combien quelqu'un veut payer.
And think of what God was willing to pay.
Et voyez ce que Dieu voulait
payer. For his church.
Pour son église.
Was his own blood.
C'était son propre
sang. So shows we were never worthless slaves, friends.
In the eyes of God. Nous ne sommes pas des esclaves indignes.
We were always precious in his sight.
Nous sommes précieux à ses yeux.
And he was willing to pay the supreme price.
Et voulait payer le prix suprême.
To redeem us back to himself.
Pour nous racheter à lui-même.
In verse 11 it says,
verset 11,
and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Let's just bow our heads. Father, we do thank you for your goodness this day that you've allowed us to gather in your house once again. You know the battles of this life. Father, how we've come once again, desiring to come to the well of grace, to drink from the fountain of living water. May you grant us that mercy. Bless your people upon this day. We're thinking of Brother Vlad and his mom. We're thinking of the situation they're in. Jesus, all we can do is come unto you and ask of you that you administer everything which they require. For Brother Robert and his family as well, I do pray for them that you'd keep them. That, Father, your grace would be upon them and upon his father. For Brother David, that, Lord, you'd continue to bring him to full strength. How we long to see him in your house once again. And for the meetings coming up with Brother Daniel Mazur, Lord, we long to hear from you. May you overshadow our brother. May, Lord, you lead him and guide him even in this week. You know our questions, you know our needs and our desires. May you be glorified. We thank you for the testimony of our sister this day. Jesus, you are the same. You can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, Lord. Though sometimes you seem to take long to us. But Father, you have your appointed time. So Father, we give it all into your hands. Bless the interpreter. Thank you for the song worship. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, the very interesting thing about Revelation chapter 5, I'll just tell you what the prophet says about Revelation 5. He takes it in the breach.
Dans la brèche, le prophète Dieu faisait l'Apocalypse 5.
You know, he's speaking about when the lamb took the book.
Il parle au moment où l'agneau prit le livre.
He says, notice, it's not an animal.
Il dit, c'est pas un animal.
It's, these are symbols.
Ce sont des symboles.
Because a lamb couldn't take a book.
Parce qu'un agneau ne peut pas prendre un livre.
He says, brother,
il dit, frère,
this bloody lamb walked out and took the book out of his hand.
Cet agneau sanglant s'approcha et prit le livre entre ses mains.
He says, this is the most sublime thing in the scripture.
Il dit, c'est la chose la plus sublime dans les écritures.
Now the word sublime,
le mot sublime
means of such excellence or beauty.
Il signifie d'une telle excellence ou d'une telle beauté.
As to inspire great admiration.
Qui inspire une grande admiration.
So the prophet saying this Revelation 5, one says that it's the most sublime chapter in the Bible.
Apocalypse 5, le prophète dit c'est le chapitre le plus sublime de la Bible.
Because there's something inside of there that you really catch it.
Parce qu'il y a quelque chose à l'intérieur que si
there's
vous saisissez.
Excellence in there.
Qu'il y a de l'excellence
you really
dedans.
See the purpose of God.
Vous réalisez le but de Dieu.
And the prophet in adoption says.
Dans adoption, le prophète dit.
He's speaking about your position in Christ.
Parlant de votre position en Christ.
He says our purpose is seeing your position in Christ.
Notre but c'est de voir votre position en Christ.
Seeing that it's not just something that you stumbled into.
Il dit c'est pas seulement quelque chose dont vous êtes tombé dedans.
For us to believe today.
Pour nous que nous
for us to
aujourd'hui,
be where we are.
Pour que nous soyons là
it's
où nous
not
sommes.
Just chance.
C'est pas de la chance.
Your decision.
Ta décision.
Something had happened during time.
C'est quelque chose qui est arrivé au travers du temps.
It says it's not something you merited somewhere.
C'est pas quelque chose que tu as mérité quelque part.
But it's what God did for you himself.
C'est ce que Dieu avait fait pour toi, pour lui-même.
God did this for us.
Dieu lui a fait pour,
not
fait
that
pour
you
lui.
Were so good that you went to the church one night.
Que c'est pas que vous étiez tellement bon que vous êtes allé dans une
and
église.
And some poor brother led you up to the altar.
Et un frère vous a amené à l'autel.
It wasn't that.
Ce n'était pas cela.
It was God.
C'était Dieu.
Before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation
predestinated you to eternal life.
T'as été prédestiné à la vie éternelle.
He says, and when you get there that day,
il dit quand vous y arriverez ce jour-là.
No wonder the 24 elders laid off their crowns.
Ne vous demandez pas pourquoi ces vieillards.
Everybody laid down their crown.
Tout le monde jette sa couronne.
Everyone fell on their faces.
Tout le monde tombe sur sa face.
They didn't have one thing they could say.
Ils n'avaient rien qu'ils pouvaient dire.
No preacher, no elder, no nothing.
Pas un prédicateur, pas un
ancien. All praise was to the Lamb.
La gloire à l'agneau.
God will gather in him all things in that
Dieu
day.
Va réunir en lui toutes choses.
Can you see why Christ,
voir pourquoi Christ
received such a great reward?
A reçu une grande récompense.
Just said Brother Thomas last week on Sunday, I was speaking about that.
Le dimanche passé,
from Isaiah,
je le disais, je le prêchais.
When the Bible says,
dans Isaïe, quand Bible dit,
he shall see of the travail of his soul.
qu'il verra la victoire de son âme
and be satisfied.
Et sera satisfait.
You know, and I was just showing that point.
Je faisais ce point là.
That when Christ at the end, all things are gathered to him, that he's redeemed.
Quand tout sera réuni en Christ, tout sera.
He'll look back at all of his travail of soul.
Il va regarder à tous ses troubles de l'âme.
When he paid the price of redemption.
Quand il a payé le prix de
la rédemption. When he walked in the days of his flesh.
Quand il a marché au jour de sa
when
chair.
When he hung on the cross.
Quand il était pendu à la
croix. When he paid the price.
Quand il paya le prix.
And even through these church ages.
Et au travers de cette
when he's been the great high priest.
Quand il a été le souverain sacrificateur.
In travail for his people.
Et qu'il intercédait
the
pour
great
son
mediator
peuple.
And intercessor.
Le grand médiateur, l'intercesseur.
And at the end,
et à la fin,
maybe when he's asked what you want your reward to be for this greatness,
qu'est-ce que tu veux comme récompense pour cette majesté, pour cette grandeur.
Says, all he wants to see is you and I.
La Bible dit tout ce
qu'il
veut, c'est
vous et moi. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied.
Il va voir les fruits des douleurs de son âme et sera satisfait.
Father, my heart is now satisfied.
Il dit, mon père, mon cœur est maintenant
satisfait. I've gathered all that was mine unto myself.
J'ai rassemblé tous les miens à moi-même.
This is the great family reunion.
C'est la grande réunification familiale.
Everyone's been gathered safely home.
Tout le monde rassemblé en sécurité.
All
à la
that
maison.
You've given unto me, I've lost none of them.
Tout ce que tu m'as donné, je n'ai rien perdu.
You know, because you would think, what reward should Christ be given?
Il dit, quelle récompense doit être donnée à Christ?
But it says all that he desires.
Il dit tout ce qu'il désire.
Remember the prophet says it in John 17.
Rappelez-vous, le prophète dit dans Jean 17.
He said all that Jesus wanted.
Il dit tout ce que Jésus
voulait. The only thing he asked for in his prayer.
Tout ce qu'il a demandé dans sa
Father,
prière.
That they may be with me where I am.
Il dit qu'ils soient avec moi
that
là où
they
moi
may
je suis.
Behold my glory.
Qu'ils puissent contempler ma
There's
gloire.
Something amazing about Jesus.
Il y a quelque chose de merveilleux sur
That's
Jésus.
All that he wants is you and I to be there with
tout
him.
Tout ce que lui veut, c'est que toi et moi
He could be asking for universes, and he deserves them.
Il pouvait demander l'univers, et il
le mérite. He could have asked for all things.
Il pouvait demander toutes choses.
But he says, all I want is them.
Il dit tout ce que je veux,
Those
c'est eux.
That were close to my heart.
Tous ceux qui sont proches de mon cœur.
Remember the prophet says when the rib was taken from Adam.
Le prophète dit quand la côte a été prise d'Adam.
God was taking out something that was close to his heart.
Il dit Dieu prenait quelque chose qui était proche de son cœur.
And then from that he made Eve and presented her back to Adam.
Et de cela il forma Ève et la présenta à
Adam.
And Adam
got so in the spirit.
Et Adam entra tellement en esprit.
Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
Chair de ma chair et
He never said that about the animals.
De mes os. Il n'a pas
he
dit
never
cela
got in the spirit like that.
Il n'est jamais
But when he
cela.
Saw that it was taken from right next
Mais
to his
quand
heart,
il a vu que ce qui a été pris juste à côté de son
and
cœur,
today you don't realize
et aujourd'hui vous ne
that
réalisez
spiritual
pas,
gene in you, that something that believes,
que ce gène spirituel en vous, cette chose qui croit,
was taken from close to his heart.
A été prise de tout proche de
we
son
are the
cœur.
People on his heart.
Nous sommes les gens de son
we
cœur.
Are the lamb's reward at the end.
Nous sommes la récompense de
we are the reward of his sufferings.
Nous sommes les récompenses de ses souffrances.
He'll be perfectly satisfied.
Il sera satisfait.
Just to see us there,
seulement de nous voir
so that we can see him in his glory.
Pour que nous puissions le voir dans sa gloire.
And we don't only see him in his glory.
Nous ne le voyons pas dans sa gloire.
We don't only see him on his throne.
Nous ne le voyons pas seulement sur son trône.
But we shall be enthroned as well.
Mais nous serons sur le trône avec lui.
Imagine such a reward.
Rappelez-vous une telle récompense.
My, and the prophet takes it all as back to David.
Et le prophète ramène tout cela à David.
And says those men that were faithful to David.
Il dit tous ces gens qui étaient fidèles à David.
During the time of his tribulation.
Au temps de sa tribulation.
When he was the rejected king.
Quand il était le roi rejeté.
And there was a great price to be paid to walk with David in that day.
Et il y avait un grand prix à payer pour marcher avec David dans
you
ce jour-là.
You were a fugitive in the kingdom.
Il était un fugitif dans
Many
le royaume.
Left their houses and lands. There were Saul's kindred to go and join David.
Beaucoup ont laissé leur champ, leur ferme pour aller joindre David.
The prophet says, because they knew.
Parce qu'il savait
the anointing was upon him.
Que l'onction était sur lui.
And he would one day be king.
Et que un jour il deviendra
And the prophet says, and now the anointing is upon the message of his coming.
Et le prophète dit aujourd'hui l'onction est sur le message.
He says that when David was finally crowned.
Il dit quand David a été finalement couronné.
He took those men.
Il a pris ces
that
gens
had been with him through his tribulation.
Qui ont été avec lui au travers de sa tribulation.
And he put them over cities.
Il les a mis comme gouverneurs
and
des
villes.
And he
says, when Christ comes in his glory in the millennium, he'll put us over cities.
Il dit quand Christ va venir comme gouverneur, il va nous mettre
That's why the little suffering that we go through.
C'est pourquoi toutes les souffrances que nous traversons
cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Ne peuvent pas être comparées à la gloire qui sera révélée en nous.
And can you see it's all the lamb?
Vous voulez voir, c'est tout, c'est
l'agneau. The more you get into the seals,
plus vous entrez dans
and
les seaux,
the mind of God,
Dans la pensée de Dieu,
everything is gathered in Christ.
Tout est rassemblé en Christ.
You know, when the prophet went beyond the curtain of time,
quand le prophète est allé au-delà du rideau du
remember
temps,
the people said, if you hadn't have gone,
les gens ont dit, si tu n'étais pas venu, nous ne serions pas ici.
Friends, you can say it in a far greater measure to Christ.
Nous pouvons dire cela
if
plus
he hadn't
Christ.
Have gone, none of us would get there.
S'il n'était pas là, personne d'entre nous ne pouvait
there
pas être
to
là-bas.
Be the one who went before
il doit y avoir quelqu'un qui est allé avant price. Pour payer le prix.
Now, another thing to consider about Revelation 5.
Une autre chose à considérer au sujet d'Apocalypse 5.
The prophet tells us so many times.
Le prophète nous dit plusieurs
he
fois.
He says the church goes up, Revelation 3, yes?
Le prophète dit, Apocalypse 3, l'église est enlevée.
At the end of Laodicea.
À la fin de l'Odyssée.
And she doesn't come back till Revelation 19.
Elle ne descend pas jusqu'à Apocalypse 19.
So that's the, how things work.
C'est comme ça que les choses marchent.
And Revelation 4 and 5.
Apocalypse 4 et 5.
Christ is showing us what's happening in heaven when the redeemed are gathered.
Le Christ nous montre ce qui se passe au ciel quand les rachetés sont rassemblés.
And you think of that atmosphere.
Et pensez à cette atmosphère.
You think of that glory.
Pensez à cette gloire.
You think of that worship taking
pensez
place.
À cette adoration
and
qui
we'll be there.
Et nous serons là.
But consider the contrast.
Considérez l'opposé.
Imagine what's taking place on earth at the same time.
Imaginez-vous ce qui se passe sur la terre au même moment.
It's the great tribulation.
C'est la grande tribulation.
Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth.
Malheur aux habitants de la terre.
What a contrast.
Quelle opposition.
Certain people living now.
Certaines personnes qui vivent maintenant.
Will be experiencing such glory.
Seront dans une telle gloire.
And other people.
Mais les autres.
Unspeakable woe.
Une des douleurs inexplicables.
Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth.
Des malheurs sur les habitants de la terre.
And it's all based on the decision that you make for him.
Tout cela est basé sur la décision que vous faites.
Friends, such an atmosphere of glory.
Une telle atmosphère de gloire.
Compared to such an atmosphere of tribulation.
Comparé à une telle atmosphère de tribulation.
Those are the two contrasts that you have. Satan.
C'est les deux contrastes.
Will be enthroned.
Satan sera sur le
and
trône.
And the Lamb will be enthroned.
Et l'agneau sera
Satan
sur le trône.
Satan will be gathering all his people together, his subjects.
Satan en train de rassembler tous ces sujets
to come against,
pour venir contre
in the, to come against Israel,
Israël,
the people of God,
les peuples de Dieu.
And Christ will be gathering all within himself.
Et Christ sera en train de rassembler
and
tous
Satan
les saints,
with his subjects on earth.
Et Satan avec ses
and
sujets
Revelation
sur la terre.
19, Christ comes with the great armies of heaven, the redeemed.
Et la Bible, l'Apocalypse dit Jésus quand il viendra avec les rachetés,
and
la grande armée.
They meet at Armageddon.
Et il aura
and life and death meet.
La mort et la vie se rencontrent.
And friend, the one that you're following today is the one that you'll be following then.
Celui que vous suivez aujourd'hui sera celui que vous suivrez
là-bas. Death doesn't change anything.
C'est la mort ne change rien.
If you're following the Lamb now,
si vous suivez l'agneau maintenant,
you'll be following him there on that
si
day.
Vous le suivrez là-bas.
If you're following death in this day,
si vous suivez la mort aujourd'hui,
you'll be following death in that
vous
day.
Suivrez la mort en ce
it's
jour-là.
All up to us to make the choice.
C'est à nous de faire le choix.
Now in Revelation 5:10, it says, you have made us unto our God kings and priests.
Tu as fait de nous, Apocalypse 10, pour notre Dieu des rois et des sacrificateurs.
And we shall reign on the earth.
Et nous régnerons sur la
so
terre.
So the genuine believer,
les vrais croyants,
redemption,
la rédemption,
the destination of the redeemed is a throne.
La destination des rachetés c'est le trône.
Is dominion.
C'est la domination.
And authority.
Et l'autorité.
The prophet says that in Revelation chapter 4,
Apocalypse
4, 1961,
verset.
He says there were 24 seats.
Il dit il y avait 24 sièges,
24 elders,
24 anciens,
and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
Et ils avaient des couronnes d'or sur la tête.
Now these represent the redeemed.
Ils représentent les rachetés.
He says, I want you to notice they were not angelic beings.
Il dit remarquez, c'était pas des anges.
Angels are not associated.
Les anges ne sont pas associés.
Heavenly beings are not associated with crowns and thrones.
Les êtres célestes ne sont pas associés aux couronnes et aux trônes.
They angels.
Ce sont des anges.
They never did overcome.
Ils n'ont pas vaincu.
We've read that before, but it's a wonderful truth.
Vous avez lu cela avant, c'est une vraie vérité.
The promise is to the overcomer.
La promesse est au vainqueur.
Friends, and to overcome,
there
had to be a fall.
Il doit y avoir une chute.
In order to prove the overcomers.
Pour prouver les vainqueurs.
This world had to fall into the hands of darkness.
Ils doivent tomber aux mains des ténèbres.
So there'd be things that we have to overcome.
Qu'il y aura des choses que nous devrions vaincre.
And in Revelation 3, when it speaks of the reward to those who overcome in Laodicea,
dans Apocalypse 3, quand on parle de la récompense de ceux qui vont vaincre
Laodicea, the darkest age,
l'âge le plus
our
sombre,
age,
notre âge,
to him that overcomes,
c'est lui qui vaincra,
will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Je lui ferai asseoir avec
Friends,
moi sur mon
trône. That's the promise to you and I in our age.
C'est la promesse à vous
et
moi.
If you overcome this age,
si vous vainquez cet âge,
overcome the seduction,
si vous vainquez la séduction,
of the stolen kingdom,
du royaume volé.
Overcome all these things that Satan will present.
Vous vainquez toutes ces choses que le diable présente.
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne?
Je vous accorderai de vous asseoir avec moi sur mon trône.
We have to overcome, friends.
Nous devons vaincre.
And that's how God in His great wisdom.
C'est pourquoi Dieu dans sa grande sagesse.
Predestinating people to share His glory.
Il a prédestiné des gens à partager sa gloire.
He has to take a people.
Il doit prendre des gens.
To develop in them.
Pour développer en
something
eux
through overcoming.
Quelque chose pour au travers de victoire.
Because when you look up in heaven,
quand vous regardez au ciel,
in Revelation 5,
Apocalypse,
who is the closest to the throne? We said in the morning.
Vous êtes les plus proches du trône.
It's not the angels.
C'est pas des anges.
It's the redeemed.
C'est des rachetés.
The redeemed are sitting on thrones.
Les rachetés s'assoient sur des trônes.
The prophet draws a picture of it on the blackboard.
Le prophète dessine une photo de
cela. He says, "Here's the throne."
Il dit voici le
with
trône.
With the four beasts.
Il y a les quatre êtres vivants.
He says, and then here's all the thrones with the redeemed.
Et tout autour il y a les trônes des rachetés.
And then outside of that is the host of the angels.
Et en dehors de cela il y a l'armée des anges.
Because those who overcome,
parce que ceux qui vont vaincre,
the sons and the
daughters, les filles,
they share the throne.
Ils vont partager le trône.
He says it in the message, angel of God.
Dans le message, l'ange de Dieu.
He says, my what a reality.
Il dit quelle réalité.
To dwell in the channel of Christ.
D'habiter dans le canal de Christ.
To be walking with Christ.
De travailler avec Christ.
He says, we unworthy mortals.
Nous des êtres indignes, immortels.
Have been brought in to be sons and daughters of God.
Nous avons été amenés pour être fils et filles de Dieu.
He says, oh my, I get to shouting when I think that.
Il dit, je peux crier quand je pense à cela.
He says, notice.
Il dit, remarquez,
into that realm where even angels can't come.
Dans cette dimension où même les anges ne peuvent pas accéder.
You and I admitted where angels can't go.
Nous sommes admis vous et moi là où les anges
those
ne sont pas.
Those great holy angels.
Ces grands saints
those
anges.
Those powerful angelic
ces
beings.
Ces anges, ces êtres puissants
in
angéliques.
In their perfection.
Dans leur perfection.
But God never predestinated for
Dieu
them.
Dieu ne l'a pas prédestiné pour
eux. Into that position.
Pour entrer dans cette position.
That sons and daughters of God can go.
Seulement les fils et les filles de
He
Dieu.
He says, yes, sir, we sons and daughters.
Il dit oui, nous sommes fils et filles de Dieu.
Angels are servants.
Les anges sont des
That's
serviteurs.
That's right. And a servant cannot go where sons and daughters go.
Les serviteurs ne peuvent pas aller là où les fils
They
et les
can't
filles vont.
Enter into that relationship.
Ils peuvent pas entrer dans cette relation.
What relationship?
Quelle relation?
The relationship of the redeemed.
La relation des rachetés.
There's something about when you're redeemed.
Il y a quelque chose quand tu es
when
racheté.
When he redeems you.
Quand il te rachète.
You enter into a certain relationship with him.
Tu entres dans une certaine relation avec lui.
Angels can't enter into that relationship.
Les anges ne peuvent pas entrer dans cette relation.
They have a relationship with God.
Ils ont leur relation avec Dieu.
But sons and daughters.
Mais les fils et filles.
Born of his spirit.
Nés de l'esprit.
Washed in his blood.
Lavés de son sang.
Brings you into this relationship.
Cela t'amène dans cette
It
relation.
It says in spoken word.
Dans la parole
parlée, is the original seed.
Et la semence originelle.
He's speaking about the fact that redemption.
Il parle du fait que
anything
la
to do with redemption.
Rien à faire avec
it
la
has
rédemption.
Nothing to do with the angels.
Il n'a rien à voir avec les anges.
It's only the domain of man.
C'est le domaine redemption. De l'homme. La rédemption.
He says, remember.
Il dit rappelez-vous.
God never committed his preaching and his gospel to an angel.
Dieu n'a jamais donné la charge de prêcher aux
We
anges.
We come here today.
Nous sommes ici
and
aujourd'hui.
We think this is a small thing.
Nous pensons que c'est une
Preaching
petite chose.
The mysteries of redemption.
Prêcher les mystères de la rédemption.
But the angels were not permitted these things.
Les anges n'ont pas été permis de le
They
faire.
Were not allowed these things.
Ils n'ont pas été permis de ces choses.
God says, I'm giving this to my sons and my
Dieu a
daughters.
Dit, je vais donner ceci à mes fils et filles.
The prophet says, God came on down below angels.
Dieu est descendu en dessous des anges.
And committed it to men who were sons.
Et a donné aux hommes qui étaient des fils.
He says, the Ethiopian eunuch.
Il dit l'unique
Éthiopien. He'd been in Pentecost to worship.
Il était à la Pentecôte pour adorer à Jérusalem.
He came back down.
Il est rentré.
Studying the prophecy of Isaiah.
Étudiant la prophétie d'Ésaïe.
That Ethiopian was studying the word of redemption, Christ in his death.
Étudiait la parole de la rédemption, Christ dans sa mort.
And although an angel directed Philip to him.
Et il a envoyé Philippe, un ange à Philippe pour l'envoyer à l'hôpital.
But the germ of life had to come through the body.
Mais le germe de vie doit venir au travers
Philip
corps.
Had to explain the way of redemption to that man.
Philippe devait expliquer la rédemption à ce
God
homme.
God has taken the greatest treasure of heaven.
Dieu a pris le plus grand trésor du ciel.
And he's committed it to you and I.
Il l'a donné à vous et moi.
What a great honor that is.
Quel grand honneur
he's
sera.
He's admitted us to position that angels know nothing about.
Il dit nous sommes dans une position dont les anges
he
ne
says,
comprennent
oh,
pas.
Brother,
il dit mes frères.
Now we're on the line.
Nous sommes sur la ligne.
Where did that germ of life come from?
D'où vient ce germe?
Through the angel? No.
Au travers des anges? Non.
The angel showed him where to go.
Les anges lui ont montré où aller.
Angel is a messenger.
L'ange est un messager.
But he has Philip a son.
Mais il avait un fils, Philippe.
And that's what it says in the Bible in Hebrews. It says.
C'est ce qu'il dit dans
look
les
in Hebrews chapter 1.
Dans Hébreux chapitre 1.
Speak verse 13.
Verset 13.
And 14.
Et 14.
Paul speaking of the angels.
Paul parlant des anges.
Hebrews 1:13, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? He's speaking about Christ and we'll inherit it in Christ.
Il parle de Christ et
God nous... never said to the angels, sit on my right hand.
Dieu n'a jamais dit aux anges, assieds-toi à ma droite.
Come and share my glory.
Viens et partage ma gloire.
But he says it to us.
Il a dit cela à nous.
Verse 14,
verset 14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hey, angels.
Les anges.
Angels were made for you and I.
Ils ont été faits pour vous et moi.
They are ministering spirits.
Ils, ce sont des esprits
they
des
come
serviteurs.
To minister to them that shall inherit the fullness of deliverance at the end.
Ils viennent servir hey. Ceux qui vont hériter la plénitude
they
de l'héritage.
They're messengers.
Ils sont des messagers.
Gabriel, go and tell Mary this.
Gabriel, va dire à Marie.
Go and do this.
Va et fais ceci.
Remember Jesus in the Gethsemane.
Jésus à Gethsemane.
An angel came and strengthened him.
Un ange est venu le réconforter.
Friends. God has given us great spiritual resources.
Dieu nous a donné des grandes ressources
spirituelles. He's given us the treasures of the revelation of redemption.
Il nous a donné les trésors de la révélation
and
de la
he's
rédemption.
Given us a host.
Il nous a donné une
the
armée.
The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear.
L'ange de l'Éternel campe autour de ceux qui le craignent.
Those times when you are down.
Des temps où vous êtes bas.
I've got one picture on my computer.
J'ai une photo
and
dans mon ordinateur.
And there's a man and he's praying.
Il y a un homme qui
and
prie.
And the angels around him putting his wings around.
Et les anges autour de lui déployant leurs ailes autour
angels
de lui.
Sent from the very presence of God.
Il dit des anges envoyés de la présence même de Dieu.
Charged and energized in that atmosphere.
Chargés et réconfortés dans cette atmosphère.
And they come down, they minister to them.
Et ils sont venus servir.
As servants to minister to us.
Des servants pour servir, nous servir.
That shall be heirs of salvation.
Ils seront pour ceux qui seront hérités du
that's
salut.
That's why in Revelation 5.
C'est pourquoi
the angels are at a distance.
Il dit, ils sont à distance.
But it's the sons and daughters that surround the throne.
Ce sont les fils et les filles qui sont
sitting
autour du trône.
On thrones with crowns.
C'est asseyant sur des trônes avec des couronnes.
Angels are never crowned.
Les anges n'ont
the prophet says thrones and angels, crowns have nothing to do with angels.
Le prophète dit les couronnes et les trônes n'ont rien à voir avec les anges.
He says because thrones and crowns.
Il dit les trônes et les
are reserved for overcomers.
Sont réservés aux
you
vainqueurs.
Have to overcome to
vous
be seated on a throne.
Pour vous asseoir sur un
and
trône.
The angels never overcame.
Et les anges n'ont jamais
that's how you look at yourself this week.
C'est pourquoi quand vous regardez à vous-même cette semaine,
if you only knew the trouble I've got in my life.
Vous dites si vous seulement vous saviez ce que j'ai.
And you look at those great angels and say, oh, to be an angel.
Et vous regardez ces grands anges.
Can
vous
I tell you the
si
truth? That angel's looking at you.
Et je vous dis la
and
vérité,
he says, I wish I could be him.
Il veut être
that's
comme
the truth
vous.
Of the scripture.
C'est la vérité.
They long to understand redemption.
Ils désirent de comprendre la rédemption.
But they're servants.
Mais ils sont des
they're not sons and daughters.
Ce sont pas des fils et des filles.
They have to cover their faces.
Ils doivent couvrir leur face.
Holy, holy.
Saint, saint.
Is the Lord God Almighty?
Et l'Éternel Dieu
they're
désarmé.
Sent on errands by the Father.
Et qui sont, ce sont des envoyés
but
du Père.
Their purpose is to minister.
Mais leur but c'est de servir.
To them that shall obtain salvation.
Ceux qui reçoivent
to
le salut.
To minister to you, to watch over us.
Pour te servir, veiller sur
to
nous.
To keep us.
Pour nous garder.
To minister deliverance to us.
Pour nous servir la délivrance.
Look in Revelation chapter 7.
Verset chapitre 7 d'Apocalypse.
This once again is the 144,000.
C'est encore les 144,000.
When they come up before the throne.
Quand ils viennent devant le trône.
And the redeemed from the tribulation.
Et des rachetés de
Revelation
la tribulation.
7 verse 11.
Verset 11 vers chapitre 7.
It says and all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts. It says all is that order. The angels have to stand round and about.
Il dit les anges doivent s'asseoir les environner.
But they fell before the throne on their faces And they worshipped God.
Ils tombèrent devant le trône sur leur face
saying,
et ils adorèrent
Amen,
Dieu.
Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. So friends, there's a sympathy now between these two realms. The angels,
les anges,
the elect angels.
Les angelus,
that's what it's speaking of here.
C'est ce dont on parle
because
ici.
At this time in glory when the elect angels
parce que dans la gloire, quand
are
les angelus,
seeing the great worship of the redeemed,
ils vont voir la grande adoration des rachetés,
they join in as much as they can.
Ils pourront joindre aussi qu'ils pouvaient.
At that same time on earth,
en même temps sur la terre,
the fallen angels,
les anges déchus,
they're busy at work as well.
Ils vont leur, ils font leur
because there's predestination in the angels as well.
Parce qu'il y a aussi une prédestination.
One third of them fell with Lucifer.
Un tiers d'eux tombèrent avec
That's
Lucifer.
Why Paul says the elect angels.
C'est pourquoi Paul dit les anges élus.
But these are the genuine angels.
Mais ceux-ci sont les anges.
And those angels,
ces anges,
they have a sympathy.
Ils ont une sympathie.
They have an attachment with us.
Ils ont un attachement
they
avec
have
nous.
A feeling for us.
Ils ont des sentiments pour nous.
Look in Luke chapter 15.
Luke 15.
That's why you find the angels together with the redeemed.
C'est pourquoi vous trouvez les anges ensemble avec les rachetés.
Luke chapter 15.
Luke 15.
It's a very interesting chapter.
C'est un chapitre intéressant.
Because Jesus is revealing the heart.
Parce que Jésus révèle le cœur.
Of God Himself.
De Dieu lui-même.
And that God's heart is in redemption.
Et le cœur de Dieu c'est la rédemption.
In Luke 15 verse 1.
Luke 15, 1.
It says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him." You see that? The publicans and the sinners.
Les publicains et les pécheurs.
Somebody was telling me the other day.
Quelqu'un me disait l'autre jour.
When we went out on Friday, we went into the streets with some of the brothers to testify.
Quand nous sommes allés témoigner dans les rues avec certains frères.
And I think it was brother Gary was telling me.
C'est frère Gary qui me disait.
One brother told him.
Un frère lui a dit.
You shouldn't go on the streets.
Vous ne devez jamais aller dans les rues.
You shouldn't go onto the devil's territory.
Vous ne devez pas aller dans les territoires du diable.
And I said that's just the understanding of man.
Il dit ça c'est une compréhension humaine.
Because the physician must go with those that are
parce que le médecin doit aller là où
and it's the same as in verse 2 with these Pharisees.
Verset 2 comme les
Pharisees. It says, and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. Now the interesting thing you'll find here.
La chose intéressante.
Here was the good shepherd Jesus himself.
Il y avait là Jésus Christ le bon berger.
And he had a sympathy for the lost.
Et il avait une sympathie pour
he
les
had
perdus.
A feeling for the sinners and the tax
collector. Il avait un sentiment pour les pécheurs.
But here's the Pharisees, religious people.
Mais il y avait des pharisiens, des religieux.
And they were grieved.
Ils étaient attristés.
Grieved because of Jesus' association with them.
Ils étaient attristés parce que Jésus s'associait.
So Jesus
eux.
Gives them the parable first of the good shepherd.
Jésus leur a donné d'abord la parabole du bon berger.
And going after the one sheep that was lost.
Qui suivait cette brebis qui
and
était
look how he summarized it in verse 7.
Et regardez comment il
I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents. Imagine.
Imaginez-vous.
If one person here today repents,
si une seule personne aujourd'hui se repent,
there's joy in heaven.
Il y a une joie dans le ciel.
See, there's a sympathy.
Il y a une sympathie.
In that atmosphere, there people rejoice over redemption.
Dans
friends.
Cette atmosphère, les gens se réjouissent
people
de la
rejoice over the lost being found.
Les gens se réjouissent quand un perdu est
but
retrouvé.
People can get so religious like these Pharisees. They were out of tune with heaven.
Les gens sont tellement religieux comme ces pharisiens.
They were grieved when heaven was rejoicing.
Ils sont attristés, ils sont achoppés pendant qu'au ciel on se réjouit.
And then Jesus tells the parable of the lost coin, yeah? And in verse 10, he says, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Ha! My! That's why these angels, friends, they're there as well. They're watching. And when someone repents, they rejoice. They're rejoicing at the new creation.
Ils se réjouissent dans la nouvelle,
just as much as they
création.
Rejoiced at the old creation in the book of Job.
De la même manière qu'ils se réjouissaient dans l'ancienne
when
création.
One sinner comes to Christ.
Quand un pécheur vient
and it would be good for us to stay in tune like that, friend.
Et c'est bien pour nous de rester connectés.
That's why when you're out
c'est comme ça
fulfilling the great commission,
de la grande commission,
go into all the world.
Allez-y dans le, dans
preach
le monde.
The good news, the
allez
gospel
partout dans le monde, prêcher
to every creature.
L'évangile à chaque créature.
That's the great commission.
C'est la grande commission.
You can never be out of the will of God when you're doing
tu ne
that.
Jamais être en dehors de la volonté de Dieu en faisant
we
cela.
Should never lose sympathy
on doit jamais perdre la sympathie
with that. Because in heavenly places,
parce que dans les lieux célestes,
there's a sympathy.
Y a une sympathie.
There's a common feeling.
Y a des sentiments partagés.
When redemption unfolds on earth, the angels rejoice in heaven.
Quand la rédemption sur la terre, les anges se réjouissent.
They do not fully understand it.
Ils ne comprennent pas totalement.
Because they've never been redeemed themselves.
Parce qu'ils n'ont jamais été rachetés eux-mêmes.
But there's an affinity between the sons of God, the angels, and the sons of God, the mortal beings.
Mais il y a une affinité entre les fils de Dieu, les anges, et les fils de Dieu, des
hommes. Look in 1 Peter, chapter 1.
Dans 1 Pierre,
just to keep people from sleeping, it's good to open your Bible. 1 Peter, chapter 1.
1 Pierre,
verse 10. We're just speaking about these angels.
Parlant des anges,
because it says the angels and the four beasts and the 24 elders, they worshipped God.
Parce qu'il dit les anges, les 24 anciens, les 4 êtres vivants, tous adorèrent Dieu.
Just to show this affinity.
Juste pour montrer cette affinité.
This deep interest
cet
that the angels have concerning redemption.
Que les anges ont envers la rédemption.
1 Peter 1 verse 10.
Verset 10, 1 Pierre 1.
Peter is speaking about the salvation that has come to us.
Pierre parle du salut qui nous a été envoyé.
In the gospel age.
Dans l'âge de l'évangile.
He says of which salvation firstly speaks about the prophets.
D'abord,
he says the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Who prophesied of the grace that should come to you. So he's saying the holy prophets, the Bible calls them.
Il dit la Bible les appelle les saints prophètes.
The most holy men of the old covenant.
Les hommes les plus saints de tout le temps.
When the Holy Ghost filled those men and they prophesied of our age, the gospel age.
Quand le Saint-Esprit les a remplis et qu'ils ont prophétisé
of
de
grace,
notre âge, de la grâce,
of redemption,
de la rédemption.
Those prophets, it says there, they inquired and searched diligently. Hey, I want to understand these things.
Il dit, je veux comprendre ces choses.
When will this be?
Quand cela sera-t-il?
How can we experience these things?
Comment peut-on expliquer ces choses?
Verse 11.
Verset 11.
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So they knew there's coming glory in the people.
Ils savaient qu'il y avait une gloire qui vient.
There's coming a relationship of sons and daughters of God back to their father again.
Il y a une relation entre père et fils.
There's coming a new covenant.
Il y a une nouvelle alliance.
Where God says, "I will take the stony heart and give them a heart of flesh."
Quand il dit, je vais leur prendre le cœur de pierre et leur donner un cœur de chair.
These prophets, they so much desire to understand this.
Et ces prophètes ont bien voulu comprendre cela.
They searched diligently for this.
Ils ont cherché avec diligence.
It says, "Unto who?" Verse 12. It was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things. So imagine the things we have, friends, and we let them gather dust on the shelf.
C'est ces choses que nous laissons parfois prendre la poussière dans nos étagères.
But the prophets long to understand these
mais
things.
Les prophètes ont
désiré what was
les
under those seals?
Ce qui était sous ces sceaux.
The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow.
La gloire qui devait s'en suivre.
He says, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. The end of that verse. Which things the angels desire to look into. Hey. So not only the holy prophets, but the holy angels. Hey, those things.
Il dit pas seulement les saints prophètes, mais les saints
these
anges
mysteries
aussi.
Of redemption.
Ces mystères de la rédemption.
If only we could understand these
si
things.
Si nous pouvons seulement les comprendre.
And like we've said before, in the tabernacle.
Comme je l'ai dit avant dans le tabernacle.
There was the lid on the top of the ark, which was the mercy seat.
La couverture de l'arche, c'était le trône de miséricorde.
And there were the two cherubim overshadowing the mercy seat.
Il y avait deux chérubins qui couvraient le trône de miséricorde.
And it's like Peter speaking of them, they're staring into redemption.
C'est comme Paul, Pierre, quand il en parle, il dit, il regardait, il contemplait
they've
la rédemption.
They've come as close as they can, staring into the Shekinah above the mercy seat.
Ils pouvaient s'approcher le plus proche qu'ils pouvaient de la Shekinah qui était en dessous du trône de miséricorde.
Longing to understand these things.
Essayant de comprendre ces
and
choses.
And friends, God
Dieu
has made us partaker of these things.
Nous a fait participants de
and
ces
that's
choses.
Why Peter here
c'est pourquoi Pierre
he's trying
ici,
to impress on these Christians that are going through a hard time.
Il essaye de convaincre ces chrétiens qui ont passé des temps difficiles.
The value of the gospel that they received.
La valeur de l'évangile qu'ils ont reçu.
And trying to show them the greatness of the privileges that we have as Christians,
essayant de
friends,
leur montrer la grandeur des privilèges que nous avons en tant que
and
croyants.
And more so in this age.
Et la même chose dans cet âge.
And when the enemy comes in like a flood.
Et quand l'ennemi s'approche comme un
Satan exalts all of his revelation and his knowledge and the natural things of this earth.
Quand Satan déverse toute sa connaissance, sa révélation des choses de ce monde,
God unveils the mysteries of redemption to his people.
Dieu révèle le mystère de la rédemption.
Spiritual treasures, friends.
Des trésors spirituels.
And that's what we find under these seals of redemption.
C'est ce que nous trouvons sous ces sceaux de la rédemption.
Spiritual treasures.
Les trésors spirituels.
But flesh and blood cannot reveal these things
Mais
to us.
Mais la chair et le sang ne peuvent
these
pas révéler ces choses.
These are the mysteries of redemption.
Ce sont les mystères de la rédemption.
But one thing's for sure.
Mais une chose est
if
certaine.
You catch that mystery,
si vous saisissez ce mystère,
you'll worship the Lamb.
Vous allez adorer l'agneau.
Because every single one of them that caught this mystery, they worshiped the Lamb.
Chacun de ceux qui ont reçu ce mystère,
they realized what it meant.
Ils ont compris ce que cela signifiait.
Now, the prophet says the church goes up in Revelation 3.
Le prophète dit l'église monte en Apocalypse 3.
Comes back in Revelation 19.
Revient Apocalypse 19.
Now let's see when the church comes back in Revelation 19.
Voyons quand l'église rentre dans Apocalypse 19.
It's so interesting the Bible.
Très intéressant.
When God unfolds his great program.
C'est son grand programme.
What has happened between Revelation 3 and Revelation 19?
Qu'est-ce qui arrive entre Apocalypse 3 et 19?
The saints have been crowned.
Les saints ont été couronnés.
And the saints have crowned the Lamb.
Et les saints ont couronné l'agneau.
The prophet tells us here in the seals. I'll just read that before we get this. In the second seal.
Dans le deuxième sceau, le prophète dit.
In fact, let's read the verse and then I'll read what the prophet says.
Je vais d'abord lire le verset.
Revelation 19.
Apocalypse 19.
Look in verse 12.
Verset 12.
When Christ comes back, we read from 11.
Quand Christ revient.
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. So he was crowned with many crowns. He's already had his coronation day.
Il avait déjà eu ses jours de couronnement.
And the prophet says in the second seal, he reads this scripture.
Le prophète, lisant cette écriture,
his eyes were flames of fire.
Il dit, ses yeux étaient
on his head were many crowns.
Il y avait plusieurs couronnes sur sa tête.
He says, oh brother, do you see?
Il dit, frère, vous voyez?
He's done been crowned by his saints.
Il a été déjà couronné par ses saints.
So we'll crown him.
Nous le couronnerons.
That's why Christ now cannot be the lion.
C'est pourquoi
the king.
Christ maintenant ne peut pas être le roi.
Because we have to crown him.
Nous devons le couronner.
So as long as we in these mortal bodies.
Aussi longtemps que nous sommes encore dans ce corps.
He can't yet move into the realm of the son of David, the king.
Il peut pas aller dans la dimension des fils de David.
Remember Saint Martin.
Rappelez-vous Martin.
When Satan came to him.
Quand Satan est venu à lui,
and this great angel came, glorious being with crown.
Ce grand ange glorieux est venu
and said,
avec
Martin,
une grosse
couronne. I am your Lord, bow dit, down and worship me.
Il dit, Martin, je suis ton Seigneur, incline-toi et adore-moi.
And Saint Martin, he looked.
Mais Saint Martin a regardé.
And he says, I'm your Lord, I died for you, bow down and
il
worship
dit, je
me.
Suis ton Seigneur, je suis mort pour
and
toi.
Saint Martin said, something's not right here.
Il dit, il y a
and
quelque
he said,
chose qui
get behind me, Satan.
Il dit, l'un
the
de moi, Satan.
Bible says the saints shall crown him.
La Bible dit, ces saints le couronneront.
That's when he comes back as king.
C'est alors qu'il revient comme
it's when all this horror is going on earth, there's a coronation day that takes place up there.
Quand toutes ces horreurs arrivent sur la terre,
and we receive our crowns and we crown him.
Nous recevons nos couronnes
and he comes back with many crowns, it
et
says
revient avec plusieurs couronnes.
And the prophet says, that's how it's got to be. We've got to crown
le
him.
Prophète dit, c'est comme ça que ce sera. Nous
in
le
the breach, he says, now watch.
Il dit, regardez, dans
he's
brèche,
the lamb.
Il est l'agneau.
That takes his kingly position when his saints come to crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Qui prend sa position de roi quand les saints le couronnent roi des rois et seigneur des seigneurs.
So Christ moving into the realm as king.
Christ est entré dans son fonction
de roi. Is associated with our body chain.
Cela est associé avec
notre changement de corps. Because we cannot crown him in these bodies.
Parce que nous pouvons pas le couronner dans ce corps.
The prophet says now he's the king of saints.
Le prophète dit maintenant il est le roi des saints.
King of the spiritual kingdom.
Le roi du royaume spirituel.
But while we yet dwelling in mortality, friends.
Mais quand nous habitons encore dans la
we can't crown him.
Nous pouvons pas le
the
couronner.
Way that he's going to be crowned.
De la manière dont il a
but when we are changed,
mais quand nous sommes changés,
when we receive a body like unto his glorious body,
quand nous recevons un corps semblable à son corps
we'll
de gloire,
see him as he is.
Nous le verrons comme il est.
And then we'll crown him.
Alors nous le couronnerons.
And then there'll be the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Alors il y aura le souper de noces de l'agneau.
And the rewards, the prophet says,
et la récompense, le prophète dit, va être donnée.
And while all that time there's hell on earth.
Et pendant ce temps, il y a l'enfer sur la terre.
There's the seventh trumpet sounds. There's the vials are poured out.
Il y a des coupes qui sont versées.
And then Christ comes back as king.
Alors Christ revient en tant que roi.
With the redeemed who are crowned with crowns as well.
Avec ses rachetés couronnés et lui aussi couronné.
And we come back down to rule and reign with him.
Et nous reviendrons gouverner avec lui pour 1000 ans sur la terre.
But look at the beginning of that chapter, Revelation 19.
Regardez le début de ce chapitre, Révélation 19.
This is actually the fullness of the seventh seal.
C'est la plénitude de sept sceaux.
You know, many times we focus on the seventh seal now.
Plusieurs fois nous nous focalisons sur le septième sceau maintenant.
Because the prophet says the seventh seal is the coming of the Lord.
Il dit le septième, le prophète dit le septième sceau.
What we are under is the preliminaries for the seventh seal.
Tout ce que nous voyons c'est les préliminaires du
septième sceau. But Revelation 19 is really the seventh seal.
Mais Révélation 19 c'est
when
vraiment
Christ
le septième sceau.
Back
quand Christ
with his
revient.
People.
Avec ces gens.
I'll just read this on seventh seal just before we get to the scripture, just to say on that. The prophet says it in seventh seal.
Dans le septième sceau, le prophète dit.
He says now.
Il dit maintenant.
We must remember.
Nous devons nous rappeler.
The seventh seal is the end of time of all things.
Le septième sceau, c'est la fin des temps de toutes choses.
This is in page 555.
Dans page 555.
He says that's right.
Il dit c'est juste.
The things written in the seventh sealed book.
Les choses écrites dans le livre de sept sceaux.
Seal the plan of redemption.
Scellez le plan de la rédemption.
At every bit ends.
C'est, il y a tout là dedans.
So everything in that book ends under the seventh seal.
Toute chose dans ce livre se termine avec le septième sceau.
He says, it's the end.
Il dit c'est la fin.
It's the end of the struggling world.
C'est la fin de ce monde qui se bat.
It's the end of the struggling nature.
C'est la fin de cette nature qui se bat.
And this is on page 556, paragraph 2. It's the end of the church age.
C'est la fin des âges de l'Église.
It's the end of the seven seals.
C'est la fin des sept sceaux.
It's the end of the trumpets.
C'est la fin des trompettes.
It's the end of the vials.
C'est la fin des vases.
And it even ends the ushering in of the millennium.
C'est l'entrée même de l'introduction du millénaire.
So the seventh seal, when it fully breaks,
le septième sceau, quand il est complètement brisé,
friends, it finishes up all things.
Cela termine toutes choses.
It brings Christ back to earth.
Cela ramène Christ
to rule
terre.
And reign.
And
ushers in the millennium.
Et introduit le millénaire.
And we've had so much division in the message because we've argued about the seventh seal this side of the tribulation.
Il y a beaucoup de discussions dans le message parce que nous avons discuté
du septième sceau. Now there's many things in the coming of the Lord.
Mais il y a beaucoup de choses qui arrivent.
When Christ came the first time,
quand Christ vint la première
fois, we had John the Baptist. There was the coming of the Lord. One to prepare the way.
C'était la venue du Seigneur.
We've had the spirit of Elijah, one coming to prepare the way.
C'était l'esprit d'Élie qui était venu préparer le chemin.
This is all preparing things.
C'était de la préparation.
But the fullness of the seventh seal.
Mais la plénitude du septième sceau.
Is when he comes back as King of Kings and
c'est
Lord of Lords.
C'est quand il vient en tant que roi des rois et Seigneur des seigneurs.
And that's when he unites all things together.
C'est alors qu'il réunit toutes choses ensemble.
Under the seventh seal.
Sous le septième sceau.
That's what he's speaking about here, the prophet.
C'est ce dont il parle maintenant.
But in Revelation 19, it says in verse 1.
Verset 1, Apocalypse 19.
It says now after these things.
Il dit après ces choses.
Revelation 18, the judgment on Babylon and
verset
so forth.
Verset Apocalypse 18, le jugement de Babylone.
I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. This is seventh seal worship, friends.
C'est l'adoration du septième sceau, mes amis.
This is the ending of all things.
C'est la fin de toutes choses.
Satan has judged the whore. He's judged with the vials, the unbelieving nations.
Satan était jugé avec les coupes et les nations incroyables.
Because don't forget under a kinsman.
N'oubliez pas le parent rédempteur.
There's two sides of a kinsman.
Il y a deux faces du parent.
According to the Old Testament laws.
Conformément
there was a kinsman redeemer.
Il y a les parents rédempteurs.
And there was a kinsman avenger.
Il y avait aussi les parents
also called
vengeurs.
The avenger of blood.
Parce qu'il est vengeur de sang.
If you someone murders you,
si quelqu'un t'a tué,
your near kinsman was obligated to avenge your blood.
Ton proche parent était obligé de venger ton sang.
If you had been murdered without mercy,
si tu as
willful
été,
murder,
si tu as été tué sans merci, sans grâce,
that person could run to a city of refuge.
Cette personne pouvait courir se réfugier dans la ville
and
de
the
refuge.
Elders would hear the case.
Et les anciens vont écouter le cas.
And you as their kinsman avenger.
Et toi en tant que parent vengeur.
You could go and say I want the blood of that man.
Tu pouvais aller dire que je veux le sang de cette.
And if it wasn't an accident,
et si c'était pas un accident,
if it was proved to be premeditated murder,
si cela était prouvé que c'était un meurtre,
the elders would deliver you into the hands of the kinsman avenger.
Les anciens allaient te donner entre les mains de.
And the kinsman avenger would get retribution for the blood that was shed.
Et le parent vengeur va te faire payer le sang.
Now our great kinsman redeemer.
Combien grand le parent rédempteur?
Under the four seals,
sous les sept
the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle, is redeeming his people. But once he finishes the work of redemption,
quand il termine son œuvre de la rédemption,
he moves into the kinsman avenger.
Il devient le parent vengeur.
He comes to avenge all the blood of the prophets, the Bible says.
Il vient maintenant venger tout le sang des prophètes des âges.
And those Jews on the altar, the fifth seal,
et tous ces Juifs,
what are they doing? They are appealing to their kinsman avenger.
Ils appellent le parent vengeur.
They sing, how long, O Lord,
il dit, combien de temps,
will you
Seigneur,
not avenge our blood?
Vas-tu venger notre sang?
On them that dwell upon the earth.
Sur ceux qui habitent la terre.
And he says, just wait a little bit longer.
Il dit, attendez un moment.
There's a little bit more blood that has to be shed.
Il dit, encore the 144,000.
Then he comes now.
Alors, il
treading
vient,
the winepress of the wrath of Almighty God, the Bible says.
Avec le vin de la colère de Dieu.
With fire in his eyes.
Avec le feu dans
he
ses
comes
yeux.
As the avenger of blood.
Il vient comme vengeur de
and
sang.
He destroys Babylon.
Il détruit Babylone.
He destroys the nations at Armageddon.
Il détruit les nations à
Friends,
Armageddon.
There's a judgment. Remember Jesus said.
Il rappelez-vous, Jésus
he
a dit,
says, upon this generation,
il dit, sur cette génération,
shall be accounted all the blood.
Tout le sang sera
right from Abel to righteous Zechariah.
Tout le temps depuis Abel
jusqu'à Zacharie. He says it will be held to the account of this generation.
Il dit cette génération payera cela.
And that's what's been happening.
C'est ce qui arrive.
Now he's judged without mercy.
Maintenant il se va juger
he's done
sans
the
merci.
Kinsman work as an avenger now.
Il vient maintenant avec comme roi vengeur.
The blood of the righteous has cried out to him.
Le sang des justes a crié chez lui.
All that the Roman Catholic Church put to death 68 million, the blood was crying out.
Tout ce que l'Église
had to be avenged.
Près de 8 millions, tout ce
he destroys Babylon.
Il va détruire
Babylone. With fire in a single hour.
Il va venger Babylone.
Destroys the harlot with stones.
Il va détruire la prostituée.
And when that is all finished,
et quand tout est fini,
all of heaven unites around him again.
Et tout va
in chapter 19, verse 1, after these things,
après,
I heard a great voice of much people, and everyone now gives the Lamb the glory as the kinsman avenger, to say you are righteous in your judgment. Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments.
Amen.
For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. You see why the tribulation period, it's redemption as well.
Vous voyez, la période de la tribulation, c'est la rédemption.
But he's the kinsman avenger now.
Mais il est le parent vengeur.
That's the fifth seal and sixth seal.
C'est le cinquième et le sixième sceau.
He redeems his people under the first four seals. We are under the fourth seal.
Il rachète son peuple dans les quatre premiers sceaux.
And then under the seventh seal, he finishes all things.
Dans le septième sceau, il termine toutes choses.
And he comes back to usher in the millennium.
Il vient maintenant introduire le millénaire.
He comes back as King of Kings,
il vient
and Lord of Lords,
roi des rois et Seigneur des Seigneurs.
With his people.
Avec son peuple.
Verse 3, and it says, and again they said, Hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. Judgment. And the 24 elders and the four beasts, there they are again, they fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. Friends, we'll be there.
Nous serons là.
When we'll be coming back from the great wedding supper.
Quand nous reviendrons du grand souper des
and we'll tread the ashes of the wicked, the Bible says.
Et que nous marcherons sur les
they
sangs
shall
des
be
méchants.
Burnt like stubble, remember?
Ils seront brûlés comme de la chaume.
We'll be saying hallelujah.
Nous dirons alléluia.
Amen.
Amen.
Righteous are his judgments.
Et ses jugements sont
justes. He's avenged our blood.
Il a vengé notre sang.
Verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Friends, that's the voice that comes from the throne. Praise
c'est la
our
voix
God.
Qui sort du trône,
he's righteous in his redemption, he's righteous in his judgment.
Il est juste dans sa rédemption et dans ses jugements.
That's why when he comes on his white horse, what is written on his thigh?
C'est pourquoi quand il vient sur le cheval blanc, qu'est-ce qui est écrit sur
and
sa
what course? Is his name?
Quel est son nom?
It has the word of God.
La parole de Dieu.
And he that rideth the horse is called faithful and true.
C'est lui qui chevauche est appelé
Friends,
juste et fidèle.
This world doesn't know anything about faithful rulers.
Il y a rien qui, ce monde ne connaît rien.
It's just corruption wherever you look.
Il y a que de la corruption
but
partout.
But he that is faithful and he that is true.
Mais lui qui est fidèle,
and he that is righteous in his judgment.
C'est lui qui est juste dans ses jugements.
We've seen the cloud.
Nous avons vu la nuée.
He showed us the season we're living in.
Pour montrer que la
we've seen Elijah has come. The song says he's done his work as ready.
Nous avons vu Élie qui est venu à faire son travail.
We're just waiting for the final one to come in.
Nous attendons le dernier.
Then
qui
the lamb
venir.
Becomes the lion.
Et il vient l'agneau.
Then he steps out of the throne.
Alors il s'élève.
Listen what the prophet says about that.
Le prophète dit quelque chose
if
à ce sujet.
If I can quickly find that quote there, the prophet says, "What will happen at the end?"
Il dit qu'est-ce qui arrivera à la fin.
He says, "When he redeems that last one."
Quand il rachète ce
dernier. He says, "Then the lamb."
Alors l'agneau.
Takes the book.
Il prend le livre.
Becomes the lion.
Il devient le lion.
And he calls for his queen.
Et il appelle sa reine.
And then he judges without mercy.
Il appelle sa reine et il juge sans.
Friends, you want to be on the right side of the Lamb. That's
vous devez être à côté de l'agneau.
You want to be in a relationship with the Lamb now.
Vous devez être en relation avec l'agneau.
You want to be pleasing to Him and Him pleasing to you.
Vous devez lui plaire maintenant et lui doit vous plaire.
Then you have nothing to fear.
Et vous n'avez rien à
because His name is called faithful and true.
Parce que son nom il est appelé fidèle
et vrai. And in righteousness does He judge.
Et ses jugements sont vrais.
Verse 6. This is what's happening in heaven as Christ is just coming back.
C'est ce qui arrive au ciel quand Christ revient.
And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. Wouldn't you want to put yourself there?
Ne voulez pas vous mettre, vous
and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. And his wife has made herself ready." Yeah. Friends, that's the day we're living in.
C'est les jours dans lesquels nous
we're just
vivons.
Waiting for the finish, fulfillment of all things.
Nous attendons l'accomplissement de toutes choses.
But you'll notice in here
si vous remarquez
that
ici,
everything unites at that time.
Que toutes choses se
the angels unite.
Les anges
the redeemed unite with Christ.
Les rachetés se unissent avec Christ.
And there's mighty worship.
Et il y a une adoration puissante
because the marriage of the Lamb has
à
come.
Cause du
and I believe, like we were saying, any genuine revelation, friends, of the seals
et je crois que chaque vraie
shouldn't bring division among the people.
Ne doit pas amener la division
because when the
gens.
Seals unfolded, it united all things in Christ.
Parce que quand les sceaux se révèlent,
when
ils
the seventh seal breaks, it brings all together, Paul said, Ephesians 1.
Quand les sceaux sont brisés, ils amènent
all things in earth,
ensemble.
All things in heaven are united to him.
Tout sur la terre et au ciel sont unis en lui.
And then he comes back to rule and reign.
Et il vient pour vivre et régner.
But what did the prophet say to us, friends? Just as we come to a close.
Nous dit avant que nous terminions.
Just to remind you.
Juste pour
when the prophet preached the seventh seal.
Quand le prophète a prêché le septième
when
sceau,
he preached questions and answers on the seals in the morning, he was going to preach the seventh seal in the evening.
Il a prêché questions et réponses sur le sceau le matin. Il allait prêcher le septième sceau le
he
soir.
He speaks about the experience of what happened to him.
Il parle de l'expérience de ce qui lui est arrivé.
Then he said.
Et il dit.
He says, "Oh." But the church,
mais l'église,
he says, you're not supposed to know these things.
Vous n'êtes pas censé connaître ces choses.
So don't put no interpretation to anything.
Ne mettez pas votre interprétation.
The prophet knew this seventh seal was going to cause a lot of trouble if people put interpretation to it.
Il dit, il savait que le septième soir allait amener beaucoup de difficultés.
So before he preaches, this is page 459, paragraph 5. In the seals book, it says, "So don't put no interpretation to anything."
Il dit, ne mettez pas de l'interprétation dans aucune de ces choses.
You just go ahead and just remember what you told.
Allez de l'avant, rappelez-vous de ce qui vous est dit.
Live a Christian life.
Menez une vie chrétienne.
Go to your church.
Allez dans votre église.
Be a real light wherever you are.
Soyez une vraie lumière là où vous êtes.
Just burn for Christ.
Brûlant pour Christ.
Tell the people how you love Him.
Disant aux gens combien vous l'aimez.
That's what he told us to do.
C'est ce qu'il nous a dit de
not
faire.
To argue with quotes, friends.
Pas de la
and to
de
cause
citations.
Division and all the things that
et
we did. We should have just left it alone as it was.
Nous aurions pu laisser
and let God interpret it by bringing it to pass.
Et laisser Dieu interpréter cela
but
à
how much fuss we made about it, friends.
Et combien nous nous
when the prophet told us,
vite.
Don't.
Quand le prophète
just
dit,
live a Christian life.
Il dit, menez
be
votre
faithful
vie
in the post of duty.
Soyez fidèle à votre poste
shine
de
the light out to the lost.
Répandez la lumière
burn for Christ. Tell
Christ.
People how you love Him.
Dites aux gens combien vous l'aimez.
My friends, if you just had to follow that advice,
si vous nous avions
but
suivi
none of us
conseil,
did.
Beaucoup d'entre nous n'ont pas
intellect
suivi.
Kicks in.
Il y a eu l'intellect qui
the
est
reasoning power kicked in.
La puissance du raisonnement.
And we wanted now to piece the things.
Et nous voulons prendre des choses.
The prophet says, and just let your testimony be with love all the time for the people.
Que votre témoignage soit rempli d'amour tout le temps.
Because if you don't,
Parce que si vous
you will twist
ça,
yourself out into something there.
Vous allez vous faire sortir vous-même en quelque chose.
And then you're off the beaten track.
Et alors vous êtes en dehors.
And that's what we did. And friends, let's be clear.
Soyons
this
clair.
Is the absolute, friends.
Ceci est l'absolu.
If your interpretation of the seals contradicts the scripture, it's
si
a wrong interpretation of the seals.
Si votre interprétation des sceaux contredit les écritures, c'est
the
une
message doesn't answer to the scripture.
Ceci, cela, ça
so the scripture doesn't answer to the message.
Si les écritures ne répondent pas
any
au message,
interpretation of the message must fit the scripture.
Toute interprétation du message doit
s'accorder. Otherwise, you've got the wrong interpretation of the message.
Sinon, vous avez une mauvaise interprétation du message.
There was a brother preached a good message that I listened on the internet.
Comme un frère a prêché un message que j'ai
he was preaching about doctrine
il prêchait sur la
and
doctrine.
The spirit that it brings.
Que
and he says, you always know the right doctrine
il dit, vous connaissez la vraie
because
doctrine
it brings the right spirit.
Parce que elle amène toujours
it'll make a humble people.
Cela va faire
it'll
des
make
humbles.
A people that are long-suffering.
Cela faire des gens patients.
It'll make a people that don't look at themselves and say, we're better than you.
Et
no, that's not the right doctrine you've received.
Ne va pas produire des gens qui vont se considérer plus grands que
genuine
vous.
Doctrine makes you humble.
La vraie doctrine vous rend humble.
Because it's got the spirit of Christ in it.
Parce qu'elle a l'esprit de Christ.
And Jesus says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Jésus a dit les paroles que je vous dis sont esprit et vie.
But we can take quotes and things, friends. We can build doctrines.
Nous pouvons prendre des citations.
But you can tell it's not the right spirit by the fruit that it brings.
Mais vous remarquerez que c'est pas un bon esprit par.
And then people split off and make their groups and make all these things.
Les gens fabriquent des groupes et toutes ces choses.
That is not the spirit of Christ, no matter how much you try to persuade me.
L'esprit de Christ, peu importe combien vous persuadez.
Never.
Jamais.
Never.
Jamais.
We should never get ourselves involved in those things.
Nous ne devons jamais nous impliquer
we should
dans
do
ces
what
choses.
The prophet said.
Nous devons faire ce que
and if you believe you've got greater light than somebody else.
Si vous pensez que vous avez plus de lumière
the
que
prophet
quelqu'un
says, where did the Pentecostals fail?
Le prophète dit quand la Pentecôte est venue.
He said, on the coming of Christ.
À la venue du Seigneur.
That's what it was like us, the seventh seal, the coming of Christ.
Il dit, comme nous, le septième seal,
he
la
says,
venue
some
du
said he's coming on the cloud, others said he's coming in a white horse.
Il dit, certains disent qu'il vient dans la nuée, d'autres disent qu'il vient sur un
he
cheval
said, but
blanc.
If that group that caught the revelation
il dit, si ce groupe qui a reçu la révélation
could just have kept the anointing upon them
s'il pouvait avoir gardé l'onction sur eux,
and presented it to their brethren
et présenté cela à leurs frères,
maybe they could have stayed united.
Ils pouvaient rester unis.
But instead they made an ism out of it.
Mais ils ont fait un isme tout
then they made their own groups.
Ils ont fait leur propre
then
groupe.
They had the convention of the white cloud and the convention of the white horse and all these different
ils
things.
Ont fait des conventions de la nuée blanche,
yet
la
the mystery of God's will is to unite all things together
le
under the seven seals.
Dieu est censé unir toutes choses ensemble.
To unite all things together in Christ.
Amener toutes choses ensemble en Christ.
That's the great purpose of these things,
c'est
friends.
Le grand but de toutes ces choses.
So I believe we should sometimes leave the things.
Je crois que parfois nous devons
the prophet says he never preached on hell.
Le prophète dit
for years
il n'a pas prêché sur
because l'enfer he couldn't fully understand it.
Parce que les gens ne le comprenaient
he says,
pas.
Sometimes it seemed to be the grave.
Parfois, ça semblait être
sometimes
la tombe.
It seemed to be excuse me please a burning fire.
Parfois, ça semblait être les,
he says and until feux, I could reconcile the scriptures dit, I didn't preach about hell.
Aussi longtemps que j'ai pas réconcilié ces écritures,
and
j'ai
I'd
pas
say that's wise counsel to all of us.
C'est un conseil
if
sage
we can't fully
monde.
Reconcile the things with the scriptures
si
let's leave them alone until we can.
Les marier les choses ensemble dans les écritures,
otherwise you
les
make a real problem. The prophet says you get off the beaten track.
Sinon vous allez créer des problèmes.
He says see every time you try to do it,
chaque
to interpret
vous essayez de faire cela,
you've done that.
Vous le faites,
you've got off the beaten track.
Vous donnez une mauvaise
image.
It says,
so just don't try to make no interpretation.
Il dit, n'essayez pas de donner une interprétation.
And especially tonight,
that's
when he preached the seventh seal.
Soir,
and especially tonight when that seal comes up in front of you.
Spécialement cette nuit quand ce sceau va être ouvert.
Just don't try to interpret it.
N'essayez pas de l'interpréter.
You just go ahead.
Allez seulement.
And just be humble.
Soyez humble.
And go right on with the same plain old message.
Et allez seulement avec le même message.
But Fred, did we do that?
No. Le faire?
We wanted to make complicated algebra out of the message.
Nous sommes les plus compliqués.
And when someone didn't agree with my algebra, they weren't the bride.
Quand quelqu'un n'est pas d'accord avec ce que moi je crois, il n'est pas l'épouse.
He says.
Il dit,
now you say, Brother Branham.
Vous dites, Frère Branham.
We being the Church of God, shouldn't we?
Nous sommes l'église de Dieu. Nous ne sommes-nous pas?
He says, look here.
Il dit ici.
You say, why can't I? I ought to.
Pourquoi ne dois-je pas? Je dois.
He says, no.
Il dit non.
Don't.
Ne le fais
you remember,
pas.
I'm saying this for your good.
Rappelez-vous, je dis ceci pour votre bien.
If you believe me now, listen to what I'm telling you.
Si vous me croyez maintenant, écoutez ce que je vous dis.
But we didn't do that.
Nous n'avions pas fait
Then
cela.
He says it in the seventh seal.
Dans le septième sceau, il dit.
It's page 571. Don't try to interpret the things.
N'essayez pas d'interpréter la chose.
Don't try to do anything more than to live a close life.
N'essayez pas de faire autre chose que de vivre une vie plus proche.
Giving praise and honor to Jesus Christ.
Donnant gloire et honneur à Christ.
That was what he said. Don't do anything else.
Il dit, ne faites pas autre chose.
If there's some doubt, leave it alone.
Si un peu de doute,
let him interpret it when he brings it to pass.
Laissez-le l'interpréter quand il va l'accomplir.
He says, everybody understand that now? Amen.
Il dit, tout le monde le comprend.
Just love him with all your heart.
Aimez-le seulement de tout votre cœur.
And he says, page 577, come into your clothes.
Nous arrivons à la
he
fin.
Says, now,
dit,
if this tape, the seventh seal,
si cette bande, le
would happen to fall into the hands of some persons somewhere,
si cela arrive à tomber entre les mains de quelqu'un quelque part,
don't try to make any kind of an ism out of it.
N'essayez pas de faire une sorte d'isme à
the
partir
only
de cela.
Thing you do,
la seule chose que vous faites,
just continue serving God.
Continue à servir Dieu.
I'd say that's the best thing.
C'est la meilleure.
Our redemption was finished under the fourth seal, friends.
Notre rédemption était finie sous le quatrième sceau.
Revelations 3, the church goes up.
Apocalypse 4, 3, l'église
the fourth seal, the fifth seal falls in the tribulation. The fifth seal, the sixth seal falls in the tribulation.
Cinquième et sixième, c'est la tribulation.
The seventh seal, we've seen it starting to open.
Le septième sceau, nous avons vu qu'il a
the coming of Elijah and the coming of the message, the shout and so forth.
Du message, le cri.
But the fullness.
Mais la plénitude,
it's when all things
c'est quand toute chose
are finished in Christ.
Est terminée en Christ.
That's really what it is.
C'est
and friends,
c'est
we can try to put a lot of opinions on that.
Nous pouvons mettre toute
but
notre
no matter how much
dedans,
you study, you're not going to get much more than that.
Peu importe combien tu étudies,
we
tu
can
n'auras
put
pas
our ideas, we can put our opinions.
Nous pouvons mettre notre opinion,
but I think that we should follow the advice of the prophet.
Mais je crois que nous devons suivre l'avis du prophète.
And just make sure that your life
est sûr que votre
is right with him. That you're walking with the Lamb.
Que vous marchez avec
that you're burning for Him.
Que vous brûlez
that
pour
your
lui.
Priorities are where they should be.
Que vos priorités sont ce qu'elles devraient
friends
être.
In heaven,
au ciel,
there's a great sympathy
il y a une grande sympathie
with fallen man.
Avec
l'homme there's great lui. Rejoicing over the things of redemption.
Ils doivent se réjouir avec les choses de la rédemption.
So where should our efforts be?
Et
in arguing with one another?
En discutant l'un
when
à l'autre.
Getting out there and telling the lost about Christ?
Nous sortons de.
What should be our emphasis?
Qu'est-ce qui doit être notre
our
priorité?
Emphasis should be about the Father's business.
Notre priorité doit être les affaires du
Jesus
Père.
Said that.
Jésus a dit
it
cela.
Says, my meat and my drink
il dit, mon repas
is to do the will of my Father
c'est de faire la volonté
and
de
to finish
Père,
the work that he sent me to,
de
to
terminer
do.
L'œuvre qu'il m'a donné de faire.
And on Friday we went out, there were eight of us from here.
Et le vendredi, il y avait huit
brother Rock and brother Gary
sortis.
Came from Northern Ireland.
Il y avait deux frères qui sont venus
and I'm sure every one of the brothers who went out will say it was a real encouraging time.
Chacun de ceux qui sont partis ont dit
we went, we gave our tracts, we went right over Dublin there in the center.
Nous étions au centre.
We finished up late, we only thought we were going to do it for a short time.
Nous pensions que ça allait être court, mais nous avons terminé.
But friends, we've received such riches.
Nous avons reçu cette richesse.
And there's people out there, sincere people.
Nous avons rencontré des gens très sincères
là-dedans. Who need to know.
Qui veulent connaître
what you and I know.
Ce que vous et moi connaissons.
And if we could focus on that.
Et si nous pouvons nous concentrer
there was one
sur
old
cela,
Catholic man I spoke to.
Il y a un catholique
he was getting onto
parlé,
his bicycle.
Il conduisait son vélo.
And I went up to him and I started to speak to him.
And
I gave him a tract.
Je lui ai donné
about the death of Christ.
À propos de la mort de Christ.
And I said, do you believe in Christ? He says, yes.
Je lui ai demandé, crois-tu en Christ?
He
il
says,
dit,
I even carry my rosary in my pocket.
Il dit, j'ai toujours mon chapelet dans ma poche.
And he was a sincere man.
C'était un homme sincère.
And I said, what about the cross?
Je lui ai dit, qu'en est-il
do you
de
know
la
what
croix?
Jesus did for you on the cross?
C'est que Jésus a fait pour toi
he
à
says,
la
I
croix.
Carry the cross in my pocket all the time.
Il dit, j'ai une croix dans ma poche tout le temps.
He says, because my wife died.
Il dit, parce que ma
and
ma
that's
femme
the cross
mort.
That God has given me.
C'est la croix que Jésus Dieu m'a donné.
And then I said, but he bore the cross for you.
Mais je lui ai dit qu'il a
friends,
porté la croix pour
and
toi.
Then he told me a prayer. Alors, il says, no, there's a prayer that I like to pray.
Il dit, j'ai une prière que j'aime prier.
It's a prayer to Michael the archangel.
Il dit une prière à l'ange Michael.
About avenging this and this and that. And friends, he was such a sincere man.
C'était un homme sincère.
But all he needed to know was the way of salvation.
Mais ce qu'il voulait savoir, c'était
and friends, instead of us fussing about things that we could go around for years and years and not find an answer.
Il y a des choses autour de nous dont nous pouvons parcourir et ne pas trouver de réponse.
I do believe that the purpose of Christ.
Je crois que c'est la
in the revelation of this great mystery under the seals
dans ce, la révélation de ce
is
grand
to
mystère
unite
sous le sceau,
all things in him.
C'est de réunir toutes choses en
and
lui.
When the correct revelation came forth in heaven and they saw the Lamb and the
et
book
quand cette révélation est venue au ciel, quand ils ont vu l'agneau,
there
et
was
livres,
a harmony.
Il y avait une
and they all sang the same song.
Et tous chantèrent le même
and
chant.
They all worshipped the Lamb.
Et tous adorèrent l'agneau.
And they all put the focus where the focus should have been.
Et tous se focalisèrent là où ils devaient se focaliser.
That the Lamb that was slain.
L'agneau qui a été immolé.
That he might receive the reward of his sufferings.
Il doit recevoir la récompense de ses souffrances.
And I'd say we'd be wise to do the same. So let's really be in prayer about that, friends. All the brothers were saying they'd like to get out on the streets again, and I said it's good. Let's go out as soon as we can.
Allons-y aussi le plus tôt que nous pouvons.
It was very encouraging.
C'était très encourageant.
So many people give you a very serious ear that they listen to what you have to say.
Beaucoup de gens très attentifs à ce que vous dites.
And they'll say what's on their heart.
Ils disent ce qui
est sur leur cœur. If we are just clothed in the robes of redemption.
Ils sont dans les rues de la rédemption.
There's something that is done for us in our experience.
Il y a quelque chose
there's something
qui est
that is revealed to us in this age through the message.
Quelque chose qui nous est révélé en cet âge dans le message.
What a wonderful privilege it is.
Quel merveilleux
to be able to go and to deliver that as far as we possibly can to people.
Que nous soyons à mesure de
so we just ask if some people aren't good at going out, we just will ask you keep praying for us.
Si y a des gens qui ne peuvent pas aller dehors, nous leur demandons de
prier. And may the Lord in this place help us.
Et que le Seigneur puisse nous aider.
To finish the work that He sent us to do.
Pour terminer l'œuvre qu'il nous a envoyée.
Because that should be our meat and our bread.
Cela
let's stand. Let's just come to a time of worship. A couple of songs, and we close. In the morning, we looked at the song of the redeemed.
Le matin, nous avons parlé du.
We just continued on this afternoon with Revelations 5 and then getting on to Revelations 19.
Nous avons commencé avec Apocalypse 5.
And you'll see the common theme in all of these things.
Nous voyons le thème commun dans
is in heavenly places there's worship, friends.
Dans les lieux célestes, il y a l'adoration.
There's revelation of the Lamb.
La révélation
the revelation of redemption.
La révélation de la rédemption.
All praise and glory to Him.
Toute louange et
the angels desire to understand redemption the way that we do.
La rédemption, la manière dont c'est
God has committed the word of redemption to us, not
Dieu
to the angels.
Dieu a pour envoyer la parole de la rédemption pour
and
nous.
Christ
et nos
has a great inheritance for His people.
Il a un grand héritage.
We will crown Him King of Kings.
Nous le couronnerons roi des rois.
And then we'll sit with Him in His domain, His throne.
Et il entrera dans son domaine.
And then the end shall come.
Et la fin
and friends through the ceaseless ages
et des âges infinis,
we'll be worshipping Him
nous l'adorerons,
giving glory unto the Lamb
donnant gloire à l'agneau.
Amen. You can sing one song there, Brother Joe.
Blessed assurance Jesus is mine. Oh what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of gold, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. story. This is my song.
Oh, my soul.
Praising my Savior.
Song. I'll just read you a quote from the message Wedding Supper.
Je vais vous lire dans le message de souper des noces.
The prophet says, in some glorious day,
il dit un jour glorieux,
if we never meet this side of heaven again,
si nous ne nous rencontrons pas de ce côté-ci du ciel,
I hope that in that great glorious jubilee day,
je crois que dans ce grand glorieux jour de jubilé,
when the saints of God crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
quand les saints le couronneront roi des rois et seigneur des seigneurs,
and the angels stand around the earth,
et que les anges se tiendront autour de la
with
terre,
bowed heads while we sing the redemption songs,
ils couvriront la tête quand nous chanterons les chants de la rédemption.
I hope to meet you all there.
J'espère vous rencontrer tous.
Clothed in his righteousness.
Vêtu de sa justice.
Going on into the great world that's coming on.
Allant vers le grand monde qui vient.
Will there be no more sickness?
Où il n'y aura plus de maladies.
No more praying for the sick.
Ne peut plus de prier
all
pour les malades.
All these things will fade away.
Toutes ces choses vont disparaître.
Until then.
Jusqu'à
May God keep you healthy and happy.
Jusque là que Dieu vous garde en bonne santé et
and
heureux.
Serving him.
Et le servant.
I'm sure that's your desire as well. Let's sing one
que
more.
Que cela soit votre désir.
Now my everlasting portion, more than friend, no life to me. Oh my Lord, my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee,
close to thee,
close to thee, close to thee.
Suffer, holy land,
holy land,
they walk with.
let's all just have a time of prayer before we go this day. Let's pray for the meetings next weekend with Brother Daniel.
Prions pour les réunions la semaine prochaine avec Frère Daniel.
Let's just pray for the grace of God.
Prions pour la grâce de Dieu.
That His will may be done.
Que sa volonté soit
faite. I'm sure you desire that in your life.
Je crois que vous le désirez dans
votre
vie.
Lord, let Your will be done.
Seigneur, que ta volonté soit faite.
And may the glory be given unto Him.
Que la gloire lui soit rendue.
Let's all pray.
Prions tous.
Father, we do look to Thee, Lord, upon this day, and thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your mercy. Thank You. I ask in Jesus' name.
Father?
Yes, Lord.
We just thank You for this day, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we can express, Lord,
our joy in our hearts, Father. The Lord God, through our minister, Father, You have fed our souls, Lord. This is a true balanced diet, Father. This is food in due season, O God. Yes. Our hearts are rejoicing, our souls are filled, O God. Amen. What a wonderful day, Father. Lord, we pray for more of this, Father. Even as, Lord God, the signs are pointing to Your second coming, Lord.
Amen.
Every situation happening in the world, Lord God, is just directing us, Lord, to Your soon coming, Father.
Amen.
And in this moment, Lord, our desire, Lord, is that, Lord, You keep us close to Thy side.
Amen.
Our desire, Lord God, that You keep our attention on the mark that You have set before us, Father.
Yes,
very soon, the race is coming to an end, O God.
Amen.
We pray, O God, that You shall keep us in line, Father.
Amen.
And the battle is falling away, O God, Father, please gather the strength, Lord.
Amen.
The faith, O Father, to stand faithful and firm for You, Father.
Yes,
deliver
Lord.
Us, Lord, from every distraction, Father. Every worldliness, Lord. Every worldly entanglement on our way, Father.
Amen.
That the devil is trained against the believers, Lord. Please let Your hand be with us, Lord.
Please,
lead us home, O God.
Amen.
We pray for more of Your anointing of our minister, Father, Lord
Amen.
God. We thank You for how far You have brought him, Father.
Amen.
Increase him, O God. Anoint him, Father, Lord God.
Please,
touch his lips with a coals of fire from heaven,
Amen.
Father. As he stands, O God, before the pulpit, Lord, to preach to Your people, Father.
Yes.
Let Your angels surround him, O God.
Please,
grant
Amen.
Him more insight into Thy word, we
Amen.
Pray Thee, Father.
Yes,
bless us, O God, we pray Thee, Father. Bless our visitors who came within our gates,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Touch their hearts, Father.
Please,
as they walk away, Father, Lord God, let Your word be a prick in their hearts,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
May they keep pondering about what they have heard, O Lord.
Amen.
May they make a decision for You, Father, we pray
yes,
Thee, Father.
Lord, yes,
our brethren,
yes,
O God, Father, who are backsliding, O Lord, those who are home not coming, Father, we commit them into Your hands, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, You alone can quicken them up once again, Father. Deliver
yes,
them, O God, from their slumberness and bring them back home, Father.
Amen.
We pray for our brothers who are sick, Lord God. We commit
yes,
them into Your hands.
Amen.
Even our brother David, Father, Lord God, we pray that You being our healer,
Please,
You shall
Lord.
Touch him, O God,
yes,
and shall do something miraculous in his
Amen.
Life, Father. And shall give You testimony, Lord.
Amen.
We commit the meetings coming to Your hands, Father.
Yes,
we are in great expectation, O God.
Amen.
Come down, Lord God, and bless us, Father.
Please,
Everybody
Lord.
That will come to Your presence, Lord, touch them, O God.
Amen.
Come and bind their broken hearts, Father.
Please,
come
Lord.
And heal the sick, Lord.
Yes.
Come and, Lord God, break through for somebody, oh God.
Amen.
Come and touch somebody's heart, Father.
Please,
come and
Lord.
Bless us, Lord. Wipe away our
Please,
tears, oh God.
Yes,
we are in
yes,
great
Lord.
Expectation, Lord, looking up unto You, Father. Come down and fill it our spirit, Father. We pray our brother David, our brother Mazuri into Your hands, Lord Daniel.
Yes.
We pray that Your anointing shall be upon
Please,
him, Father.
Lord.
Keep him in the inner veil, oh God. Prepare
Amen.
Him as he comes, oh God.
Yes.
Deliver him from every obstacle of the enemy, Father. And let him come and deliver Thy word unto us, Father.
Please,
we thank You so much, Father.
Amen.
It has been a wonderful day. Keep us as we go home, Father. Keep us under Your shield of a tabernacle. Deliver us from every trap from our enemies,
Please,
O God.
Lord.
Every accident, may Your blood cancel them all.
Amen.
This week, bless us, Father.
Amen.
As the kids prepare to go to school tomorrow, let Your grace be with them all.
Amen.
Bless all family until we gather around Thy feet once again. In Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. So next Saturday, 3 o'clock, first service with Brother Daniel. Please be in prayer for the meetings. God bless.
Ark of angels, clad for me. Let me hide myself in Thee.
Oh,
let the water
and
the blood
from thy wound
that
side
which flow.
Of sin, double cure, Lord, save from wrath and make me pure.
Could my sinful
ever flow?
Could my sin no longer know,
Lord?
I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes are closed in death,
oh Lord,
when I rise to earth and know, and beyond thy throne, rock of ages, cleft
for me,
let me hide myself in thee.